see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
News Talk 580 WTCM. It's 8 minutes now after 10 o'clock on a Wednesday, October the 16th. And those trees of green and all sorts of colors are being bombarded by the wind. My goodness, the wind. It is gusts right now, about 25 miles an hour. It feels like 50 miles an hour closer to the lakeshore here. And yeah, so I'm hoping all the beautiful, colorful leaves are not being blown off. But, you know, tis what happens in autumn here. And we will keep you up to date as to what we know about any power issues. There are definitely some power lines that are down all across northern Michigan, including across M-22 in Benzie County, also River Road in Benzie County experiencing downed power lines, and lots of people without power right now. But the show must go on, Colleen, as they say. And it is a wonderful world every single time. Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority comes in, graces us with your presence. You were blown in by the winds today. How are you, Bonnie?
And I look like I was blown in the hair. It's not a good hair day.
No, it's great. I was going to say your hair has stood up well.
Yeah, it's standing up.
Exactly.
From the wind, certainly.
That's a good way to say that.
You know, Crystal, we always have these moments at times like this, so it's fun.
Yes, it is.
We're going to have such a great show today. On Travel Talk, we always have that opportunity to talk to special people. And for years, we've been talking to this one. And Cindy Vesno, who's the Business Development Manager for Delta Vacations, is in Traverse City in the studio.
She's
Yay!
In the flesh. You're
Yay!
Here.
You're
Cindy.
Here.
And I want to say, just to let's point this out, you are so perfectly accessorized today. You're wearing the best frames ever, and you have these great accessories, including the scarf. You look fantastic,
well,
Cindy.
I'll tell you what, that's a way to start the day, isn't it?
She is all style and substance.
All style. All style, Cindy. And that's the kind of vacation that you're getting when you travel with Delta.
Okay, so we're going to have some fun at the end of our show. In the beginning, I want to say this, you know, all of us get asked this, you know, what is a package tour? I mean, and why? Why Delta Vacations? So, Cindy, after all these years, and we know, we're going to talk about the benefits of all this.
Sure.
The why Delta Vacations
why?
Is fairly easy, right?
Well, you know, Delta is by far the greatest airlines in the world. They've just now won number 8 year for best airline by Business Traveler Network. And that's the highest prestige you can get, because the travelers, the business travelers, are those that are the most choosy and picky on what they need.
They're on the planes all the time.
They are on right. the planes, and they know how to gauge it. So mm-hmm. Delta's huge, and of course, that's our parent company. So Delta Vacations follows in its footsteps with wanting the best of customer service, the best of quality. They want to make sure their customers are taken care of. So we choose our product wisely. Mm-hmm. And probably the most important, and this is, Bonnie, you know probably what I'm going to say right here. We've been doing this so long together, so we've got your back.
You do.
If there's any issues anywhere, Delta Vacations is a phone call away, 24 you know, hours a day, every day of the year. Mm-hmm. And our people are educated, and education is our theme. So we just finished the university, as you know, at Cobo Hall in Detroit. Woohoo.
Delta yeah. Vacations University. And we're lucky enough to have some of our travel staff go
yes.
down as well. And you were teaching some courses down there.
Yeah, I had some great ones. I think I had the two best. This year was Japan. Mm-hmm. I spoke of Japan. And it's on my short list of places to get to. But really what was amazing was the Amalfi Coast mm-hmm. and Sicily. Yep. Those were the two that really, for me, they were the most exciting.
Well, and the accessories, what we talked about, Crystal, in the beginning,
oh, yeah.
the scarf is from, you know, Sicily.
Come on. She just picked it up in Sicily.
Well, no, my handsome boyfriend picked it up for me in Taormina.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Very
good. Hi, honey.
Fantastic.
What was the other course? And you were teaching around Sicily and on the Amalfi Coast. Was the other course that you were training with?
No, Japan and then Sicily combined with Amalfi Coast.
Terrific.
So those two classes. And Japan is hot right now for travelers, just an FYI.
They're going, definitely.
They're really, really popular and with nonstop flights from Detroit.
Can't beat it.
You can't beat it.
And you've got a lot of nonstop flights going on from, you know, what, Hawaii, some of the flights that are going. I mean, all these different flights that are happening.
Amazing.
When you have over 300 destinations worldwide, you're going to have some great lift, and Delta definitely does.
Absolutely. And, you know, from Detroit, it's amazing. And if I could say, I remember the day when you wanted to go to Italy, you'd have to fly to JFK and change from Northwest Airlines or Republic or wherever it is, airline it was at the time.
Well,
and you might have to overnight and then catch XYZ there.
Exactly.
Now you can go nonstop on Delta all the way through.
Well, a little history. I thought it would be fun with you today to share a little history, okay, where the Delta vacations came from. And now I actually know, way back in the day, when it was Northwest Airlines, which we're all out there listening and going, we do remember that. It was like on May 28th of 1985, Northwest Airlines purchased mainline travel in Minnetonka. Now I know why it's based in Minnetonka. Okay, Minnesota. It was an international tour operation. And then what happened in September 22nd of 1993, Northwest and KLM combined. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden you expanded all those vacation programs.
Yes.
And you still had Northwest World Vacations to Europe and so forth. Then in October of 2009, well, Northwest merges with Delta. And today we have Delta Vacations.
Yes.
And it's so great about Delta because you can customize your ideal vacation to all these destinations. And that's why if you walk into the Travel Authority, our agents, the first thing they do is start asking you the types of things that you will be doing, travel, what your needs are. And if you're going to be talking about air, you're going to be talking, I need a hotel, you're going to be talking about maybe I need a car rental, we're going to think of Delta Vacations first because you're going to save some money. Sometimes you can get, by bundling these elements and your unpublished airfares, it is an amazing experience. When we look at it, just the airfare, sometimes we're finding a package with all the other components less than just the airfare.
Wow. Sure. And that's the craziest thing. You know, there's always someone, Cousin Cheryl, who thinks they can do the best on online and find the lowest price online.
We all have that Cousin Cheryl.
Do you have the Cousin Cheryl? I'm waiting for her to call me one night about 1 a.m. from somewhere. But, you know, they think that they can do it better. They can spend all that time and energy researching. But what they get, they might pay more. I guarantee you they're not going to get the experience of using a great agency like yours. And if there is a problem, and ultimately there's problems. Mm-hmm. There's weather. There's
today, it's the wind. Who knows what's going to happen
there's
with flights and stuff right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's flat tires.
Yes. So, you know, there's just, we have your back. And it's usually for less money than what they're going to pay after hours of researching.
And let's be honest, if you have the buying power that Delta Vacations has to all these 300 destinations, don't you think you're going to have a real, real competitive edge with all the different specials we get? We get specials all the time.
Yes.
That things are on sale. Things are going this way. And it's not because you're not going to go full. It's the fact that you're keeping all of us up to date, and you do have this incredible buying power, and it's the confidence of dealing with Delta Vacations, which we both say we've got your back.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just a great way to travel. You know, we've now put together, Bonnie, this Quality Assurance Award. We've had it for a long time, but we're now publicizing it to your agents so they can tell people, what hotels have gotten quality assurance? And it doesn't matter what level of hotel we're talking about, but they have to have a minimum of, the hotels have to have a minimum of 100 visitors. They have to have a 99% assurance rate, like people rank them with no problems. And then we produce it in our book with a quality assurance status. So all of those people that are working, looking at the online TripAdvisor, I understand it has in some ways benefits, but you don't know who's writing that stuff in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be competition, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And it could be people who are arguing with their travel mates. Mm-hmm. It could be people who have never been anywhere before.
Mm-hmm. They have no comparison.
Mm-mm. So, yeah. So I think the Quality Assurance Award is something we should all embrace.
Yeah.
I do, too. And I think what we have found today versus years gone by, as a traveler, everyone's a little bit more educated because they'll go on, they'll look on the internet, they'll try to figure out, hey, that looks like something I really want to do, that destination. And that's great because when they come in or call in to our travel advisors, they already have a feel for the destination. Maybe I want to go to Cabo, maybe I want to go to Japan or whatever.
Sure.
But getting there, you're absolutely right. You can go online and you can see a beautiful website with pictures and everything. You have no idea because with Delta Vacations, there are people with the foot on the ground, down there. You're constantly you're evaluating your properties. Everything about it makes a difference.
Right.
You're on site. You're there.
Yeah, you're in the middle of town instead of way out in somewhere that you have to navigate all the time. Mm-hmm. And I just thought about one other thing I don't think we've ever talked about before, Bonnie, but, you know, Delta Vacations also offers their own insurance, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing to the fact that you never know what's going to happen.
It's true.
Travel insurance is so important.
Yes. It doesn't matter if it was pre-existing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All that matters is if you have an issue, you call in the same number you need help at all the time, and they'll take care of the rest. So,
well, and the other thing that there are those, you know, Delta Vacations, you earn bonus miles. You know, it can be up to 7,500 bonus miles per person, and we all love our little Sky Miles program.
I love bonus miles and Sky Miles.
We do. We talk about those all the time. It's a great way to use them, all sorts of things. Yeah.
Love those bonus miles.
I love them.
Way back in the day, we had something equivalent that was S&H green stamps. Do you remember?
Oh, my gosh.
We had little stickers people would mail us from the stores, and we'd have to put them in books to collect. Now we have bonus miles, which is amazing because you get your vacations, the most expensive component of your trip.
Yeah.
You can use there. And with the bonus miles, it's amazing.
Well, I'm kind of glad you brought up the years gone by and back in the day. How many years have you been in the travel industry, roughly? Oh,
does anybody have a calculator?
Well, I would say at least 40, maybe.
At least 40. Let's just say 40 plus.
Because you started when you were in sixth grade.
Yeah. Well, actually, she started right after she graduated in high school and traveled to 13 different countries, backpacked.
Yes. Yes. And that's not even included in those year numbers because we don't want to talk about that long ago.
No.
But what gave me the fire in the belly.
I
wanted to travel. I wanted to see the world.
Well, in 1979, that would be about 40 years ago, you could smoke on an airline.
Oh, dear God.
I know. The only music that you had was through something, flight radio, or your Walkman. Remember the Walkmans? Okay.
Love Walkmans.
Travel, okay. There was no internet to buy your ticket. You showed up 20 minutes before your flight and got on.
Wow.
People could meet you at the gate when you were coming home. Okay. You had unlimited checked bags for free.
Wow.
You had no automated check-in. Okay.
Nope.
None at all. You needed actual tickets to board your flight. Remember those?
I remember
handwriting those. You could bring whatever you wanted on an airplane.
Those were the days.
I know. Think about all this. You got one movie if you were lucky. I remember the airport had lockers because if I went through Minneapolis and I had a long layover, I would use a locker, put my stuff in there, and go to the Mall of America. It was a great opportunity to do things like
that. And you could do that.
And
you could
still have that, just FYI.
They do?
Yeah, I think Minnie still has it.
Whoa. Nice. Okay. They're unique. Airport food, not so good.
Ooh.
They weren't focused on the types of restaurants. And since we talk price and so forth, flights cost more, a lot more than today.
Yes,
they a lot people more. Think that they're so they've gone up. They Mm-mm. necessarily haven't gone up. So that was what was happening basically when you started your career in travel. And my start, I'm the same way. Basically,
that
I go back to the
so
same
cool.
thing.
It's so cool. You've brought back so many memories. I mean, I remember the smoking, but then again, everybody smoked then. And, yeah. you know, it was way before the Me Too movement.
No, and right. you didn't think anything of having an ashtray in your armrest.
Right,
I
yeah.
mean, you know, or that any worked, of those
yeah,
things.
That was
I'm not saying it was great to have smoking on an aircraft.
No,
but these
of course
are the
not.
Changes that have happened through the years. And it was funny because we used to deliver paper tickets.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. And people would call us up and say, I lost my ticket. Well, it's not like you can just go up and get it reprinted.
Yeah.
Print
no,
it.
It's a big
you
deal.
You actually had to have that back in the day.
So you mentioned, though, that, you know, tickets were more expensive, some of these other things, unlimited bags, things mm-hmm. like that. But also in 1979, I could imagine that air travel was for a certain tier of individual. It
yes,
wasn't
it was.
Available mm-hmm. to everyone, and now it is. I mean, now, you know, everyone is getting on airplanes. I mean, it's not just for the upper echelon.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's a very good point. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, Bonnie, you can speak to this better than I, but, you know, infants now are listed on passports, mm-hmm. and kids are traveling at all ages. I think the first flight I ever went on was my trip to England. Mm-hmm. I flew into Heathrow, and I thought I was going into Europe. I didn't realize it wasn't connected some way. I mean, I was young.
Right.
I didn't pay attention, obviously, in school. And but... You know, that was the first flight. There weren't flights in our family.
No, right? I think my first flight, I was a freshman in high school. It was my parents. We were going down to Florida to visit family, friends, and we flew on Eastern Airlines.
That's
back in
you
the
know
day.
That's where I started.
I know.
Okay.
that's what's fun about it.
Crystal, you've never even heard of Eastern Airlines.
I haven't, actually.
Well, they talk about you can tell if you were back in the early days as a travel consultant, you would know the name Pan Am, you would know the name Braniff, you would know the name Northwest, Orient,
yeah, North
basically.
Central.
North Central, all those things like that. That, it's funny because people say, well, I wish it would go back to the good old days. No, I think it's mm-hmm. It's the days gone by.
Yeah.
That's the history,
yes.
And there's so much of it. It's going future because you're absolutely right, Crystal. People are flying at a rate of all families, everything
yeah.
like that. And in these shows we talk about, it's the culture, it's the immersiveness, it's the, you know, all those trends that people want to do. They
yep.
want to go to a destination and almost feel like they're giving back to where they traveled.
And it's experience
yes.
over
and
stuff.
And they are giving back. Yes,
yeah.
It is experience over stuff.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
I wish that awareness to everybody who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Experience is much more than stuff.
It is. It's the way it is. And, you know, technology has grown and it's made a lot of this possible and everything. Technology is not bad as long as it's used
mm-hmm.
for the right reasons.
Absolutely.
But technology gives us the chance to do this. And that's going to be the thing going forward. If you look at the future, technology will keep growing. Personal fulfillment, okay, the inspiration that we feel, immersiveness, all that's going to continue and that's going to grow because that's so much. And leaving a positive impact on a destination, and it's not like you're giving a charitable donation. You're giving back to the economy. You're doing those types of things. So it's growing. And I think from a destination standpoint, it will just be able to wander the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Very
and
well
that.
Said, Bonnie.
Definitely.
That's absolutely right. And with the family travel, look at families
mm-hmm.
aren't in the same cities anymore. They're
yeah.
all over.
They're all over.
So.
Right.
Much travel is done as an experience versus the Christmas presents and the whatever. The families
yeah.
will fly together and just have an experience, which is a beautiful thing.
Well, you brought up the word experience.
Yeah.
And I want to make a little bit of an announcement if it's okay with you.
Sure,
because
go ahead.
You've been like a family member on the show
is this
for
breaking
how many
news?
Years. This
breaking
is
news.
Cindy is retiring at the end of the year.
Yeah.
What?
However,
yay. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm a little afraid. I mean, this is my last radio show with you, but I'm excited. Maybe I'll have more radio shows because, you know, I'm not just going to
bury myself. We have another subject we could talk about
that's
travel
go.
Related.
All
because
right.
you're only into phase one of
I
your
am.
Of where you're going. Let's talk about a little phase two that we've mentioned once or twice on the show. There's something called the Purple Martin. Where
yeah,
is that?
Bahani, that is so sweet that you mentioned. So part two. Vez extended. I'll realize a dream that I've had, which is an inn in Roger City, Michigan. Oh. And so I won't be far. I'll be able to come over for afternoon teas with you and or vice versa. And the inn has really taken off thanks to the people who work there and have put it together. And they've been kind of waiting for me to retire and come there and enjoy what we've built. So.
Wow. Well, and you also give back. You talk about an immersive experience, but what are you giving back to? Talk to us a little bit before we run out of time.
All right. Well, I have a nonprofit called Purple Martin for Kids, and we take kids to camp every year. We had over 50 kids this year. That we take them for an experience. It's amazing in Northeast Michigan or Northern Michigan. Many kids have not even swam in lakes before.
Yeah.
How odd is that?
Yeah.
They don't have the opportunities. We do that, and at Christmas we give gifts directly to children, Purple Martin for Kids. So we collect. Last year we gave away over 350 fresh pillowcases and pillow protectors with some little embellishments in it. So they have something that's theirs.
Yeah.
Christmas is a time of year when kids are taken from their home. So we actually donate from the Purple Martin Inn to the Purple Martin for Kids every year as well. And it's just
so
it's
retirement's not like I'm going to go back and play lots of rounds of golf or whatever be the
case. This is just act two.
This is just act two. This is act two. This is you. That's you know, all your passion for travel has just rolled right over into the Purple Martin.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's here in Michigan. It's in Rogers City.
So Crystal, you'll have to come.
I will come.
Okay.
You're speaking my language. I like helping kids and you know, really great places to stay.
Well, we have
one. It is a really cool place.
I love it. Well, thank you both so much for coming on the show today. It's Travel Talk, of course, starring Bonnie Pintozzi over here, her guest, Cindy Vesno. And as we mentioned, retiring from Delta Vacations, but you know what? Starting a new chapter, continuing that chapter with Purple Martin Inn in Rogers City, so people can check that out. Thank you both so much for coming.
Oh, it was fun. Thank you, Cindy.
It's great to talk to you. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on WTCM News Talk 580.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright, blessed day.